This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله أما بعد السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته my dear brothers and sisters in Islam. The topic is فريق في الجنة وفريق في السعير وعياذ بالله. A party in heaven, may Allah make us among them, Ameen. And a party in the hellfire, may Allah keep it away from us and keep us away from it, Ameen. The scholars will tell you, if you have a choice on a hot day, would you stand under the sun or would you stand under the shade of a tree? Most of us, on a hot day, would choose to stand under the shade of a tree. So they say, how could you then choose to go to the hellfire over choosing to go to heaven? Subhanallah. And you say, how could I be choosing this? Yes, ya akhi. Go to the hadith. When Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Kul ummati fil jannah. Kul. All of my ummah is in Jannah. May Allah make us among them, inshallah. Ameen, ya Rabb. Illa man aba. Except those who refuse to go to Jannah. Allahu Akbar. Every one of my ummah is going to Jannah. Except those who refuse. How could you refuse, first of all? And we'll give you the condition, what it's about. Can you imagine being invited to the Buckingham Palace, whatever, is that what it is here? Is that what it's called? Or the place where most people are actually, dying to go, and VIP, and everyone's. Or a place that you love most, regardless of what it is. And they say, no thanks, I don't want to go. Can you imagine? This isn't just in this life. How could you be invited to Jannah and you refuse to go to Jannah? Ya salam. Subhanallah. How could that be? So when the Sahaba radiallahu anhum ajma'een asked Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, مَنْ يَأْبَى يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ Who refuses, O Messenger of Allah? They were astonished, they were amazed. How could there be anyone to refuse to go to Jannah? He says, مَنْ أَطَاعَنِي دَخَلَ الْجَنَّةِ وَمَنْ عَصَانِي فَقَدْ أَبَى If you obey me, you will enter Jannah. If you refuse me, if you disobey me, you refuse to go to Jannah. So you start asking yourself, do I follow the Quran and Sunnah? Or do I refuse to go to Jannah by not following the Quran and Sunnah? Is it possible? Have you not heard the hadith that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, مَثَلِي وَمَثَلُكُمْ كَرَجُلٌ أَجْلَجْ أَيْ سَافَرَ بِاللَّيْلِ The parable between you and I as a man that traveled at night, lit up a fire, a bonfire. But now the insects are coming in. When they see, they're attracted to the fire. فَأَهُشُّهَا I keep saying, stay away. Do not lie, don't steal, don't fornicate, don't do drugs, don't do alcohol. Be good, pray, give zakah, perform hajj, fast Ramadan, establish prayer, lower your gaze. I'm trying to keep you from the hellfire. فَيَغْلِبُونَنِي But they beat me, and they don't listen. And if that's the case, they will throw themselves in the hellfire. But just in case you think this hellfire is nothing, لَنْ تَمَنَّ السَّنَ النَّارِ إِلَّا أَيَّامَ مَعْدُودَ This is a few days, what's the big deal? Just in case you're wondering, because I'm going to take you on a journey, we're setting the stage so you understand the magnitude of this. What's the big deal? Go to the hellfire for a day or two, what's the big deal, man? When we talk about the hellfire, we will finish on a positive, inshallah. We will finish in Jannah. Ameen. But we have to have both. As we mentioned last night, يَكَانَكُونَ الْعَبْدُ رَاغِبًا رَاهِبًا. You have to have the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fi ula. Both, not one. He says, قَعْرُهَا بَعِيدٌ وَحَرُّهَا شَدِيدٌ وَفِيهَا مَقَامِعْ مِنْ حَدِيدٌ. Very depth, the deep is so deep. The pit is so deep. The heat is extreme. Hooks and anchors of steel. Umar al-Khattab radiallahu anhu arda used to place his hand over a flame of a candle. He said, أَلَكَ صَبْرٌ عَلَى مِثْلِ هَذَا يَا ابْنَ الْخَطَّابِ. Do you have patience over this? A flame of a candle. We're not asking you to do this, nor it's a sunnah. We're just telling you, he used to keep himself checked. He used to put his hand over a flame of a candle to remind himself, can you withstand this? Ya ibn Umar, ya Khattab, ya Khattab. If you can't stand that, just the heat of a flame of a candle, how could you stand the heat of the hellfire? When the hadith says, it was lit for 1,000 years, till it became red. And lit for another 1,000 years, till it became white. And it was lit for another 1,000 years, till it became black, so it's dark as the darkest of nights. The scholar says, because now you have the heat and darkness, that's the fear. وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. It's the deterrent, ya akhi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most merciful. He does not want you to go to hellfire. قُلْ مَا يَعْبَوَ. What? Why would he, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, gain from that? It's a deterrent. It's telling you, stay away from this. Stay away from this. As you go to a doctor, it's painful when you get the needle, but it's good for you. It's a waker-upper. وَلَنُذِيقَنَّهُمْ مِنْ عَذَابِ الْأَدْنَى دُونَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَكْبَرِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. We'll give them a taste of the punishment in this life before the hereafter, so maybe come back. When Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sitting with the Sahaba radiallahu anhu majma'een, and they heard a thud. That's correct. They heard a thud, not just him. Alayhi salatu wasalam. He says, did you hear this? They said, yes. He says, this was a rock or a stone was thrown over 70 years ago in the hellfire. It just reached the pit, the bottom of the pit now. 70 years of free falling of a rock. Just in case you're wondering, ya akhi, I can take it on. What's the big deal? I've been working out. I can take the heat. That's why Abu Jahl was called Abu Jahl. His name was Abul Hakam, the father of wisdom. He was actually called the father of ignorance because of that fact. He says that, you know, that Zakum that Muhammad ﷺ is talking about? These are the dates with butter. Look at that. It's going down easy. What is he talking about? You know Zabaniya, these 19 angels, we can take them on. Allahu musta'an. 19 angels, they think that they can take them on, we won't have to go to the hellfire. That's why Prophet ﷺ called him Father of Ignorance. It would have been okay, ya akhi. But we'll talk about him a little bit later in the journey, inshallah. But finally, when it comes to this, my brothers and sisters, the hadith is narrated, it says, يُؤْتَى بِأَنْعَمْ أَهْلِ الْأَرْضِ. The most pampered of the people on the face of the earth, they will be brought forth on Judgment Day. And they will be dipped in the hellfire. One dip. Yugmas. One dip in the hellfire. They lived the life of everything. They had everything. You name it. A button, the person comes in. A button, dinner is done. Press of a button, the latte is on. Whatever it is, they have everything. They had gold handles in the toilet bowl. They had servants for their servants. They had a secretaire, a secretar, and a secretor. What happened? They will be dipped in the hellfire just once. And they will be asked, عَبْدِي أَرَأَيْتَ نَعِيمًا قَطْ. Have you ever seen any pleasure in this life? They will say, وَعِزَّتَكَ وَجَلَالَكَ أَنَا فِي الشَّقَاءِ مُنْدُ وِلِتْ. By your might and glory, I am in hardship and difficulties since I was born or created. They will forget every pleasure they had in this life. And the opposite is true. يُؤْتَى بِأَشْقَى أَهْلِ الْأَرْضِ The person that had a difficulties or a rough time, like most of us, can't make ends meet. The trials and turmoils that you go through, turbulence and the fitna, the tests that you go through in the West, holding on to La ilaha illallah, people making fun of you, they're pointing the fingers and winking. There's that tent for that sister that's walking like this. The difficulties you're going through, even with your own, some of the family members that you have to fight to be able to pray, to be able to have a beard, to be able to have the hijab, to be able to wear the jilbab, Allahu Akbar. At that difficult time, you've had a rough life, in order for you to hold on to La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah bihaqqiha. Then you will be dipped in Jannah, heaven, just one dip. You will be asked a question, Abdi, my slave, أَرَأَيْتَ شَقَاءً قَطْ Have you ever seen any difficulties? وَعِزَّتَكَ وَجَلَالَكَ أَنَا فِي النَّعِيمِ مُنْدُ وُلِدْ By your might and glory, I'm in a state of pleasure since I was created, since I was born. You will forget everything, ya akhi. You will forget everything that has been passed on to you. As it states, in the end of Surah Al-Mutaffifin, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ أَجْرَمُوا Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called them what? Criminals. كَانُوا مِنَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا يَضْحَكُونَ They used to make mockery and they used to laugh at the true believers. وَإِذَا مَرُّوا بِهِمْ يَتَغَامَزُونَ And if they walk by you, they will wink. Check this out, man. Look at that. Hey, listen, man. What are you listening to? Yeah. He's going to say Allahu Akbar and a big... Allahu Akbar. They make fun of you. And you walk by, you enter the bus, all the eyes will be scanning on you. And if, Allah help you if you're carrying a bag. Or when you go to the superstores or the malls, what happens to the cameras, right? You see them, as wherever you go, they'll be going zzz, zzz. So you start playing games with them. Clean up at aisle 9, now it's an aisle 10. It's moving to 7. I thought it was a cleanup, man. What are you talking about? So you're going all over the place. وَإِذَا انْقَلَبُوا إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهِمْ انْقَلَبُوا فَكِهِينَ When they go back to their family, he says, you won't believe what I saw today, man. I saw a guy that looks like this guy. You won't believe it. And actually, when you go to the airport, what happens? When you go to the airport, what's your name now? Mr. Random. Because all the time they go, sorry, sir, this is the random check. I go, my middle name is Random now, man. I'm changing my name to Mr. Random because apparently every time I'm Mr. Random. And people, before they go on the plane, what happens? If they see you on the... They go back to their family, what do? They give him a last hug. Because they apparently may not be coming back again. Wallah help us, wallahi. One time I was in an airport. And I'm not going to name the city. And all of a sudden, the man says, right here please, sir. I go, wow, like this is like a VIP treatment. Everybody's standing in this line and I'm here. Totally, wow, this is like maybe a frequent flyer program. This is really good. So I go in there, I find the person at the end of the line says, sir, in this line you have two choices. You either be physically checked or you go through that machine. I go, now we're talking. So that's what happens. They go back to their home and they start telling them what I saw today. That sister's wearing this khaymah, right? This tent. And it's hot, I can't believe these people. وَمَا أُرْسِلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ حَافِظِينَ They're not sent to be your guardian. Nothing. You don't care about them. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you the glad tiding. And He turns from that beautiful scene to that end. That beautiful scene in the end. فَالْيَوْمْ Right away. Fa. To that time. Time doesn't mean nothing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَالْيَوْمْ On that day. Expedient. The fa. Right. Comes back in. تَعْقِيب. What day is that? On judgment day. فَالْيَوْمَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنَ الْكُفَّارِ يَضْحَكُونَ Allahu Akbar. On that day, 50,000 years on Judgment Day, you will be laughing at those who laughed at you. But it's best to laugh last. That's right, akhi. So when you see people making fun of you or making a mockery of you and they're laughing their head off, go, yeah, I heard the Quran, man. We'll see who's gonna laugh last. And it keeps you steadfast, because Allah told you about this over 1400 years ago. As if you see it, as if Allah is talking to you personally. So you get this comfort, the patience, that things will turn around. It's my test, I'll take the heat. Because I know what my reward is about. I know there is two parties. فَرِيقٌ فِي الْجَنَّةِ وَفَرِيقٌ فِي السَّعِيرِ. Imagine now, أخي and أختي. أَيَا مَنْ يَدَّعِ الْفَهْمِ إِلَى كَمْ يَأَخَ الْوَهْمِ تُعَبِّي الذَّنْبَ وَالذَّمِ وَتُخْطِي الْخَطَأَ الْجَمْ أَمَا بَانَ لَكَ الْعَيْبِ أَمَا أَنْذَرَكَ الشَّيْبِ. Oh, those who think that they have the understanding, comprehend. You're actually committing a mistake over a mistake, piling sins over sins, major. Is that death have not heed, the message is not strong for you? Is that gray has not woken you up? When you look at yourself in the mirror, do you see the same person you've seen years ago? You wonder what happened to that time. You start seeing some lines under your eyes. Receding hairlines. You start seeing gray. You put something in your hearing aid now. You can't hear properly. And you start putting the glasses on. You're changing. You look in the mirror and say, that's not me. And you start making noises as you sit down and stand up. And you start wondering, when I die, what would be my legacy? What will people remember me for? What have I done? Have I not heard, لا تزول قدم عبد حتى يسأل عن أربع, that my feet will not be moved in front of Allah on Judgment Day till I'm asked about my life, what I've done with it, my youth, how did I use it, my knowledge, what did I use it for, and my money, where did I get it and how did I spend it? You start asking yourself questions. What are the questions? What is the test? What is my report card? Only Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ula is the one that will give you the questions that you will be asked. Will also give you the answers you're supposed to say. In this life, nobody will do that for you. Even though in this life, you know for sure you will be tested. There is no doubt. Most of us gone through school. And in the end of the school year, you know you have an exam. But the teachers will not tell you. They will not tell you what the questions are. And they will certainly not tell you what the answers are. So imagine yourself in this life as that test. Your text is the Quran. Your teacher is Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He told you what to do. He says, I've left nothing to keep you away from the hellfire and to admit you to Jannah except I told you and I left with you. Imagine yourself on that, which the journey we will end up with. I want you to imagine yourself in a courtroom. You're accused of something. You're now the defendant. You go into the courtroom, the scene is set. There is a judge sitting on the chair. You are behind bars. There's a prosecutor trying to nail you. And there's a lawyer that you hire to defend you. And there is a jury. Your name is on the list. And now you're being called. So and so, come forth. You hear your name, nobody else will move except you. You sit down waiting to see the evidence. And the evidence is documented on paper. It comes in a file. Somebody is carrying it and put it down in front of the judge. The defendant is now asking for the help of that lawyer. Your lawyer gets up and tries to plea with the judge to get you off the hook and tries to convince the jury that you're innocent. And the prosecutor stands up and does the exact opposite. Guilty as charged. He did this, he did that, and the evidence of this. And here's the proof he didn't do this. And there's the proof he'd done that. He's asking to twist the arm or manipulate the mind of the jury to put you behind bars. The judge hears the evidence and says adjourned. Takes a few minutes to make up his mind. The jury goes back. And now you're waiting for a decision. Now the judge goes away. Your heart is beating a mile a minute. You're starting to sweat. As you hear the dreaded sound of the door open, the judge comes in. All rise, somebody calls. Now he's given an envelope with a piece of paper in it that has your name on it. It only has one word, either guilty or innocent. You hear your name. You're listening. With one word, you are going to be deprived of your family, your spouse, your children. You're going to be living behind bars. No comfort, no love. Deprived of all things you've taken for granted. Oh, with one word, you'll be free. You run back to hug your family. You can do whatever you like. But that judge is a human being just like you. He eats just like you. He gets sick just like you. He goes to the bathroom just like you. He will die just like you. He has no keys for heaven or hell. He controls nothing on judgment day of your destiny. I want you to take the same scene and go to the day after, the hereafter, the day of judgment. Imagine when you're resurrected on judgment day, unclothed. The scholar says you would be resurrected unclothed as a sign of humility. Get nothing to hide. It's a form of punishment like people used to do when they want to punish you in some kind of camps, in some kind of countries. They will actually undress you. It's a sign of humility. So you stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as you were created. No clothes. And you hear a caller. Aina fulan ibn fulan. Where is So, the son of So? Again, nobody will move except you. But ala ru'us al-ashhad. Everybody will be resurrected from Adam alayhi salam to the last person that walks on the face of the earth. Standing in front of Allah, laysa baynaka wa baynahu turjuman. There is no translator between you and him. Abidi, my slave, the scholar says there are two things that you will be asked for first. One hadith says the salah, one hadith says the dima'. And the scholars combine the two hadith, it says, you will be asked for the dima' as huquq al-ibad, the rights of the creation, the slaves of Allah. First thing, the bloodshed. And حقوق رب العباد, which was the salah, you will be asked for. Imagine yourself on that day being standing in front of Allah. Everybody's there, can hear and see everything. That person that we thought that he's Abu Bakr, he turned out to be Abu Jahl. The records will fly. Receive your report card. Either with your right hand side or the left hand side, wal-iyadu billah. Worse yet, behind your back. 99 files you will receive. Every file as far as your eyesight can see. Everything is written. مَا لِهَذَا الْكِتَابَ لَا يُغَادِرُ صَغِيرَةً وَلَا كَبِيرَةً إِلَّا أَحْصَاهَا وَوَجِدُوا مَا عَمِلُوا صَالِحًا وَلَا يَظْلِمُ رَبُّكَ أَحَدًا. In these files you will find everything written and recorded. Major or minor. Hidden or not. So you will say, woe to me. Everything is written here. Nothing is left out. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you. Allah will not oppress anyone on that day. So, you think about it. As we've given you the example before. When Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ula says, هَلْ أَتَى عَلَى الْإِنسَانِ حِينٌ مِّنَ الدَّهْرِ لَمْ يَكُنْ شَيْئًا مَذْكُورًا إِنَّا خَلَقَنَا الْإِنسَانَ مِنْ نُطْفَةٍ أَمْشَاجٍ نَبْتَلِيهِ فَجَعَلْنَاهُ سَمِيعًا بَصِيرًا. Wasn't there a time that the human being was not even mentioned before the creation of Adam? That's what it means in some of the interpretations. We have created him from a sperm, a drop, a flesh, to test him. What's the illah? You will be tested. For sure you will be tested. Alif Lam Mim. أَحَسِبَ النَّاسَ أَن يُتْرَكُوا أَن يَقُولُوا آمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ وَلَقَدْ فَتَنَّا الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ. You think you will be created and you left to say, I believe, without you being tested? We have tested nations before you. It's a plea. For sure you will be tested. So you will not come back to Allah and say, oh Allah, if you only had tested me, if you give me a shot, you will be. So you can't come back and say, I didn't have a chance. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, نَبْتَلِي. This life is a test. What is the mode? He says, فَجَعَلْنَاهُ سَمِيعًا بَصِيرًا. Your senses, يَا أَخِي أَنْ أُخْتِي. What you hear, what you see, what you say, senses. So here is your defense mechanism. Since we already know that everything is going to be recorded, you have to keep thinking to yourself that your eyes are like camera lenses. Your ears and your mouth is like your MP3. Your mind is your modem. Your heart is your hard drive. Everything you see, say, hear, is downloaded. But it will be uploaded on Judgment Day. Ask yourself a question. Will you be proud of this DVD? You will not be able to hide it in your drawer and keep it away from your parents. Everyone will see this DVD. Are you ready for the show? Are you proud of it? Is this what you want to see and hear? In the masjid, you're Abu Bakr. When you're alone, you're Abu Jahl. How could you take the senses that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you? The blessings that you have. If you don't understand, I'm going to ask you to close your eyes for a second. Just close your eyes for a second. Imagine your life like this. Imagine your life with no colors, no shapes, no sizes, don't distinguish. He can't see anything. Have you not heard the nasheed? Ya ummi ma shaklu as-samaa wa ma ad-diyaa wa ma al-qamar bi jamaliha tatahaddathun wa la ara minha athar. هل هذه الدنيا ظلام في ظلام مستمر؟ يا أمي مدي لي يديك عسى يزايلني الدجر. Oh my mother, what is this light? What is this moon that you talk about? You only speak and I hear of the beauty of it, but I cannot see any of it. Is this life darkness about darkness and layers of darkness? Oh my mother, reach out your hand, so if I want to go to sleep, you would aid me to it. Is this how you use your senses, ya akhi? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you this blessing of that vision, and you fight Allah with it, how could that be? How could that be, ya akhi? When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you the wealth, you use it unlawfully? When Allah gives you the health, you use it unlawfully? When He gives you the life, you waste it? Is that possible? That you use their tongue other than the dhikr of Allah or the Quran of God or the righteous deeds. هل جزاء الإحسان إلا الإحسان يا أخي. Isn't kindness supposed to be met with kindness? In the tafsir, ihsan is jannah. So you start thinking, where do I go? How is it treated? What is this DVD? Is it my destruction? Or is it my ticket to heaven? When everything is there. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told me about it. He said that you will be asked questions. Among the righteous of those scholars says, a man died, so the other one says, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. He says, do you know what you just said? He says, yes. That we're going back to Allah. Inna lillah, we're unto Allah resurrected. We are all to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, Ya hada, O so and so. If you know the fact that you will stand in front of Allah, fa'lam annaka mawquf. قفوهم وقفوهم إنهم مسؤولون. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that in the Quran, reminding you. He says, if you know you're going to die, and you know that you're going to stand up for Allah, then you better know that you will be standing to be asked. And if you know that you are mawquf, فَاعْلَمْ أَنَّكَ مَسْؤُولُ وَإِنْ عَلِمْتَ أَنَّكَ مَسْؤُولُ فَاعِدَّ لِلسُؤَالِ الْجَوَابِ. He says, if you know that you're standing in front of Allah, know for sure that you will be asked. And if you know for sure that you will be asked, know for sure that you have to prepare the question and the answer for the question. So you ask yourself the question, have I prepared my answer? Have I? What do I do before I go to sleep? Do I have my questions already there? Do I ask myself the same question? Do I hold myself accountable before I held accountable? Do I weigh my actions before they weigh it onto me? What if I put my head on the pillow and I cannot raise it again? What if I close my eyes, I cannot open it again? What if I can take this breath, it doesn't go out again? What is this, the last pulse of my heart? What do I do then? How do I meet Allah? I didn't know. Abdi, what have you done with your life? My slave, what have you done with your knowledge? Where did you get your wealth? How did you spend it? Questions. Before we get there, let's go from that pillow, from that sleeping position. Imagine that this is the head that lays, will not come back again. Imagine yourself on a journey. You're on your laptop. You're now surfing for vacation. You've been working hard. You deserve a break. So I'm going to take a vacation. So you look for the price and best place. You book it, your itinerary comes back, you receive the email, congratulations. Itinerary is confirmed. However, this is a one-way ticket. And by the way, you don't need luggage. You won't need it there. And your captain is the angel of death. Duration of the journey is unknown. Accommodation is confirmed. It's 3 meters beneath the ground. So now your soul is leaving your body. قِيلَ مَنْ رَاقَ وَظَنَّ أَنَّهُ الْفُرَاقَ وَالْتَفَّتِ السَّاقُ بِالسَّاقَ إِلَى رَبِّكَ يَوْمَئِذٍ الْمَسَاقَ فَلَا صَدَّقَ وَلَا صَلَّى وَلَكِنْ كَذَّبَ وَتَوَلَّى. الله أكبر. If you know for sure these things exist in the Quran, Allah is telling you, your soul will leave your body. And the soul leaves the body from the toes going upwards. The last place is the top of your head. That's why when you die, the eyes roll up as if they see your soul leaving your body. The angel of death is right there. But you can't feel it. وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ وَنَعْلَمُ مَا تُوَسْوِسُ بِهِ نَفْسُهُ وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ إِذْ يَتَلَقَّى الْمُتَلَقِّيَانِ عَنِ الْيَمِينِ وَعَنِ الشِّمَالِ قَعِيدٌ مَا يَلْفِظُ مِنْ قَوْلٍ إِلَّا لَدَيْهِ رَقِيبٌ عَتِيدٌ وَجَاءَتْ سَكْرَةُ الْمَوْتِ بِالْحَقِّ ذَلِكَ مَا كُنْتَ مِنْهُ تَحِيدُ وَنُفِخَ فِي الصُّورِ ذَلِكَ يَوْمُ الْوَعِيدِ وَجَاءَتْ كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَعَهَا سَائِقٌ وَشَهِيدٌ لَقَدْ كُنْتَ فِي غَفْلَةٍ مِّنْ هَذَا فَكَشَفْنَا عَنْكَ غِطَاءَكَ فَبَصَرُكَ الْيَوْمَ حَدِيدٌ. الله أكبر يا أخي. Go back to Surah Qaf and you'll hear it. We have created you, we know what you created from. We are closer to you than the blood runs in your vein. The angel of death is there, but you cannot feel it. And the death that you're running away from you is coming toward you, la mahala. No doubt. That day you're running away from is coming. No doubt. No way out. Death is coming. It says in the past tense. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud says, the arrow is already let go. Since the day you were created, the arrow is let go. The day you were born, from a countdown to your grave. The angel of death, the name is on. You don't know when. وَنُفِخَ فِي الصُّورِ. It's blown in the trumpet. We don't know when. We just have to be ready. Imagine, now the soul is out. One of two ways. It comes out like a drop of blood. A drop of water comes out of a spout, or is being snatched like a whittle by a sharp object. Which one do you want? Wallahi, it's your choice, ya akhi. It comes out, the angel of death will not be left alone for a fraction of a second. It says, طرفت عين, a blink of an eye. The angels will come and take it from him. And they either be the angels that will ascend with you, if you're among the righteous, ameen. They will be called by the most beautiful names that you were called in this life. Knocking on every gate, An angel is a guardian of that gate of the layer of the heavens. Who is it? It's so and so, a righteous slave. What is the beautiful aroma? Who's the righteous company you have? The gate will open, you'll be permitted to ascend even more. To the last heaven. Who is this? You slave so and so. What have you done? The answer is given. Sadaqa abdi. My slave is telling the truth. He lived according to La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah bihaqqiha. What happened? Afrishuhu min al-jannah. Write the book of Illiyin. Furnish his grave from the heavens. The scholar says, if your soul goes down from that journey, before your body is like a banner that hangs around till your body comes in. When your body goes in, it goes back into the body. وَإِذَا النُّفُوسُ زُوِّجَتْ. When the spirits are coupled, some of the interpretations. The other side, وَالْعِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ, you will not be permitted to go up. You will be asked. The answer is not there. كَذَبَ عَبْدِي, my slave has told lies. اكتبوا كتاب عبدي في سجين, imprisoned, lower. And it will be free falling. Your spirit will be free falling. As if the birds will be snatching it out of the air. You enter your grave. There are two angels waiting for you. Munkar wa Nakir. You will hear people. The hadith says you will hear people walking away. As if the last person from your family walks away, you hear the footsteps. Two angels will sit you up. They will ask you three questions. مَا رَبُّكْ مَا دِينُكْ مَاذَا تَقُولْ فِي الرَّجِلِ الَّذِي بُعِذَ فِيكُمْ. Who is your Lord? What is your religion? What do you say in the man that was sent upon you? Meaning, who is your prophet or messenger? But this is not an environment like you have here. You're all alone. Darkness. In the grave. Some of the righteous used to sleep under the bed once in a while to remind themselves of this scene. He says, here I am. Ha ana dha wahid. Alone. My posse is not around. I can't buy my way out. I can't bribe the lawyer. And can't bribe the judge. He says, here it is. My whole life comes down to this. Half a meter by 2 meters. The ones that we used to fight, how big our houses are, boils down to this. Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu anhu an as-sahaba al-ajma'in. He used to cry when he hears about the grave. When he talks about heaven and hell, he doesn't cry. But he talks about the grave, he used to cry. He was asked why. He said, I heard Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, this is the first stage in the hereafter. If it was easy, whatever, after it is easier. If what is difficult, the more, after it is more difficult. That's why Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam drew a line. He says, لِمِثْلِ هَذَا فَلْيَعْمَلِ الْعَامِلُونَ. For such a place and time, everybody should be working towards. And the righteous among the scholars says, a man came in, he says, take me to the inhabited area. He took him to the cemetery. He said, I asked you to take me to the inhabited area, where the dwellers are. You take me to the grave? He says, yes. Because everyone from there will come here, and nobody from here will go back to there. أَيْنَ الْعَمَارِ. So where is it true? إِنَّ الدَّارَ الْأَخِيَ لَيَا حَلَوَانِ. The true life is the hereafter. So three questions indeed you will be asked. They will sit you up. That's the reason you lie on your right hand side facing the Qibla. They will sit you up facing the Qibla. And they will ask you, do you have the answer, ya akhi? Do you have the answer, ya ukhti? Mar rabbuk? Who is your Lord? They remind you. Who is the one that has given you life, lordship, sustenance, knowledge everything you're all about. If he lived according to La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, you would be able to say, Rabbi Allah, my Lord is Allah, firm, steadfast, I lived accordingly. Otherwise, you will say, La adri, I don't know. What is your religion? You lived according to Islam, walhamdulillah. You stayed away from haram as much as you can. You did the best to do what's halal, what's lawful. You stayed away from the unlawful. Congratulations. You're now receiving your reward. Dini al-Islam, I'm a Muslim. Walhamdulillah, I submitted my will to God. Who is your messenger? Or otherwise you will say, la adri, again. I was told my grandparents were Muslim. I've heard this with my own ears, wallahi, in another city. Almost cried instead of tears, blood, ya akhi. My grandparents were Muslim. Allahu Akbar. I don't know. I don't know. I was told I'm a Muslim. And then who's your messenger? My message is Rasulullah Muhammad ibn Abdullah alayhi after salat wa taslim. Because I follow the sunnah. I know who he is. I want to be resurrected with him, so I follow the footsteps. I want to be his neighbor in Jannah, so I did my homework. I rolled up my sleeves when you told me, أَلَا مِن مُشَمِّرٍ لِلْجَنَّةِ. Where are those who are going to roll the sleeves up for Jannah? You want to work hard for this dunya and nothing in the hereafter? You have to pay your dues, ya akhi. Be patient. Hold on, be steadfast, persevere. It's worth it, wallahi. Otherwise they say, I heard a man called Muhammad. That's the difference in the answer, ya akhi. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يُثَبِّتُ اللَّهَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِالْقَوْلِ الثَّابِتِ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ, Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ula gives you steadfast to be able to say La ilaha illallah before you die. To be able to answer the questions in the grave. To be able to say La ilaha illallah when you're resurrected. That's qawl al-thabit. According to Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu and sahaba al-yajma'in. To be able to say it. What's the condition? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you the answer. Alladhina amanu. Those who believe. Now you understand that in the adhkar, you're supposed to say this 3 times during the day. And 3 times during the night. Islam doesn't leave you hanging. He gives you the answers. He gives you the tools to be able to pass the test. But only you have to do your homework. You have to seek knowledge. You have to invest. So you're supposed to say, رَضِيتُ بِاللَّهِ رَبَّا وَبِالْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا وَبِمُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ نَبِيًّا وَرَسُولًا. 3 times a day after Fajr. And 3 times before Maghrib. رَضِيتُ بِاللَّهِ رَبَّا. Allah is my Lord. Allah is my guardian. I accept. I surrender. I submit. وَبِالْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا. And Islam to be my way of life. Because it's a way of life. It's not a fad or a fashion. You take it when you don't need, when you need it, and you leave it when you don't need it. وَبِمُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ نَبِيًّا وَرَسُولًا. The scholar says because it's the end of the prophecy. There is no prophet or messenger after him. Combined. So when you have the answers, what happens, ya akhi? You will not have the lights go up and down. Da 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 da. That's not the environment you will be in. But can I call a friend? You won't hear the person telling you. Can you poll the audience? Is this your final answer? La wallahi. You won't hear, survey said, you won't hear that either. You're on your own. You understand now? The grave actually talks to you. بقول اللسان or الحال. The earth actually talks about when you walk upon it. Yabna Adam, O child of Adam, why are you walking boasting and bragging, thinking that you are the best thing that happened to the earth? بعد قليل, after a while you will come inside of me. وَسَتَرَى صَنِيعِي بِكْ, and you will find out what I will do to you or for you. So have you prepared, ya akhi? Have you prepared your grave? Because there is a preparation. The sign of the happy person are three. Are you amongst them? May Allah make you amongst them. Ameen. من ترك الدنيا قبل أن تتركه ومن بنى قبره قبل أن يسكنه ومن أرضى ربه قبل أن يلقاه. Those who leave dunya before it leaves them, and those who build their graves before they live in it, and those who please their Lord before they meet Him. Are we asking you to leave your job and come and live in the masajid? No, wallahi. But to live accordingly. Everything you do according to Islam. Life will leave you for sure. Rest assured, you will not be strong forever. You will not be rich forever. You will not be young forever. Renounce life. Zuhd. Asceticism. Do your best to be the best. The best doctor, the best engineer, the best lawyer, the best in whatever it is that you do. But best Muslim and whatever it is that you do. So leaving this dunya before it leaves you, like what I explained, health and wealth and illness, all that stuff will leave for sure. And build your grave. How do you build it? Bricks? Dig? No. إِذَا مَاتَ ابْنِ آدَمْ انْقَطَ عَمَلُهُ إِلَّا مِنْ ثَلَاثَ. As we mentioned last night. Actions and deeds are cut off except of three. صدقة جارية علم ينتفع به ولد صالح يدعو له. Ongoing charity, beneficial knowledge, a righteous child. Your grave, your funeral will be followed by three. We have to do your homework, ya akhi. This is the eternal, this is the hereafter. This report card is not to get you another year in school or to get you another job. This is heaven or hell. فَرِيقٌ فِي الْجَنَّةِ وَفَرِيقٌ فِي السَّعِيرِ. What happens? You'll be followed by three. Your family, your wealth, and your deeds. Two will go back, one will stay with you. Your family will go back, certainly will not come in within the grave with you. Your wealth, you will not take the Mercedes-Benz with you. You can't take your home with you. You can't take your bank account with you. It'll be staying back for inheritors to divide. The only thing that will come with you in the grave is your actions and deeds. Ya Aba Dharr, احكم السفينة فإن البحر عميق واشدد الشراع فإن الريح شديد وأكثر الزاد فإن السفر طويل وأخلص النية فإن الناقض بصير. O Aba Dharr, perfect the ship. The ocean is deep. Tighten your sail. The winds are strong. Increase the zad. The journey is long. And have sincerity, because Allah overwatches you. So this zad, ya akhi, is taqwa. وَتَزَوَّدُوا فَإِنَّ خَيْرَ الزَّادِ التَّقْوَى. This zad that you need is taqwa. My brothers and sisters, this month is your taqwa month. Increase it. That's your zad, the sustenance that you will need for this journey. Now, this place is either going to crush your ribs or will be expanded as far as your sides can see. Your choice. When you answer the questions properly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, open up a gate, you can see the place in the heavens. Allahu Akbar. You can see your place in heaven. How much will you pay? وَعَلْيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. Crush. You see the place in the hellfire, وَعَلْيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. Which one do you want? The choice is up to you. So you will say, Rabbi, عجل بالساعة, عجل بالساعة, لكي أعود إلى أهلي ومالي. Oh Allah, establish the hour so I can go back to my family and my wealth. Oh Allah, لا تقم الساعة. Oh Allah, do not establish the hour. The choice is yours. Now you're resurrected. 50,000 years. Unclothed. Everybody will flee. Sun is close to your head. People will be drenched in the sweat and take you back to the scene of the judge. That judge is Allah. Your defense is Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam will intercede for you. Your prosecutor is Shaitan. Your report card is the 99 files. And now Allah is asking you, عَبَدِ لِمَ لَمْ تُصَلِّي. My slave, why haven't you prayed? What are you going to say? The answers are actually say, I was rich. Or I was poor. Or I was so good looking. Are you richer than Sulaiman? Are you poorer than Isa? Are you more beautiful than Yusuf? Impossible. Then the term, they still did it. So you will have to do it, wali'adhu billah, in the other place. So do it before you have to do it. The answers are there, brothers and sisters. It's in your own fingertips. You go to the other side, wali'adhu billah, or you want to go where you're supposed to go, where you're meant to go. Home. Jannah. Eternal bless. It is mentioned on Judgment Day that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will sacrifice this lamb that is representing death. So you hear, Ya ahl al-nar, wali'adhu billah, khuludun bila maut. Ya ahl al-jannah, khuludun bila maut. The two, fariqun fil jannah wa fariqun fil sa'ir, the two parties will hear. Now there is no longer death, eternal living. How much will you pay, akhi, to stay away from the hellfire and go to Jannah? Allah will ask you that question. يَوَدُّ الْمُجْرِمُ يَوْمَئِذٍ يَوْسَدِي بِعَذَابِ رَبِّهِمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ Everything he has. Bani. قَبِيلَةِ الَّتِي تُؤْوِيهِ مَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا Anything that you have, your family, your tribe, anything that you had, worldly possession in this whole earth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we asked of you less than that. أن تقول لا إله إلا الله. To be able to say لا إله إلا الله بحقها يا أخي. Well, this comes with it. How could you let go a castle of heaven in that brick of silver or brick of gold? How could you let go the trunks of the tree that is made of gold? A bed that the stuffing in the pillow is of silk. You'll never get old. You'll never die. You'll never be hungry or thirsty again. You'll eat because of the pleasure of the taste, not because of hunger, because hunger is a form of punishment and a pain, and there's no punishment of pain. Or the thirst is a form of a pain, and there's no pain in heaven. You see something that you want, all you have to do, you have to say the magic word. What's the key word, Yahi? Magic word is Subhanakallahum. Ya Salam. دعواهم فيها سبحانك اللهم. You see a beautiful bird flying by, you want it barbecued, you say سبحانك اللهم. Poof! The bird is there, barbecued. You eat, it flies away because there is no death in Jannah. Peace is greeted unto you. And after you finish, وَأَخِذْ دَعْوَاهُمْ أَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ for what the blessing is given you. Every Friday you go to the supermarket here that you have to take your credit card and you pay money for. No, there's a shopping day. Every Friday there's a mall. So are you happy now, Ukhti? You can still go shopping in Jannah. The S word, yes. Brothers, you don't have to pay for it. They don't have to pay for it either. You can leave your card at home. Every Friday you get more beautiful. More nur. Illuminating. Invited by Allah. Angels come to you with a letter made of nur. Letters. Ibadur Rahman. Come. Eat from the food of Jannah. Nothing like you. You're now the host. Host is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're a guest of Rahman. He gives you food and you can't even find in Jannah. He gives you drinks you can't even find in Jannah. Clothes, and the, some of the scholars says even some of the trees in Jannah, the fruit of it is new clothes. The clothes you wear, you will never see again. The colors will change as you wear it. And the color you see, you'll see, never see again. قُطُوفُهَا دَانِيَةً. Do you have to actually reach to get the food? No, you work too hard in this dunya. The branch will lean toward you. What happens? You drink the glass, you pour it here, but you need some more, you need too much, too little? No. قَدَّرُوهَا تَقْدِيرًا. Exactly what you want. Silver, but it's clear. Amazing. Rivers, you left alcohol here, you will have rivers of alcohol there. You left the unlawful relationship between different genders, حور العين. Okay, we don't talk politics because the sisters get mad right about now. But the sisters, by all means, أختي, you will be the سيدة القصر. You'll be the lady of the castle. You will be 70 times more beautiful than the حور العين. They will be your maidens, they will be your servants and slaves. But rest assured, أختي, you will feel no animosity or jealousy. وَنَزَعْنَا مَا فِي صُدُورٍ مِّنْ غِلٍ إِخْوَانُ عَلَى سُوِ مُتَقَابِلِينَ. The animosity, jealousy, and all the illness of the heart will be washed out the first time you drink from Hawd al-Kawthar. It's a very long journey and it's too much time. We actually took 2 days of a full course to teach this. The choice is again. Imagine. So, أخي, مَنْ تَعَجَّلَ بِالشَّيْءٍ بِإِتْيَانِ عُوقِبَ بِحِرْمَانِ. If you actually get what's waiting for you in Jannah, in this life, you will be punished by being deprived of it. So if you wear gold here, you will not wear gold there. If you wear silk here, you won't wear silk here. If you drink alcohol here, you won't drink alcohol there. If you committed whatever else, deprived, how could that be? So be smart. I want to hear after, rivers of alcohol, rivers of honey, rivers of milk, rivers! Eternal bless, who can turn this down? Nobody can. So, what's your heading, ya akhi? My heading is known, Surat al-Mustaqim, finishing with this insha'Allah. When you read the Qur'an, my brothers and sisters, at least 17 times a day, ihdina Surat al-Mustaqim. Then, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answers that. What you say? In the following chapter, it says, Alif Lam Mim. ذلك الكتاب هدى للمتقين. You're asking for the Sirat al-Mustaqim? Allah has given you the answer. ذلك الكتاب. That's your answer. Hold on to it. This is your guidance for muttaqin, ya akhi. You want it? You can have it. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, I left two things with you. If you hold on to them, you will never be led astray. Kitabullah, the book of Allah, and the sunnah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Your heading is already there. Your goal is already there. My goal is stay away from the hellfire. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that. فَمَنْ زُحْزِحَ عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةَ فَقَدْ فَازِ. The true win, the true success is those who distance themselves away from the hellfire and admit themselves to heavens, inshaAllah. That's the true success. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among those successful in this life and the hereafter and keep us away from the hellfire and grant us Jannah for Dawsa al-A'la biduna sabiqati adab wala munaqashati hisab. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as we sit here together to sit with Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Jannah with no accountability or punishment. Wa akhir da'wam alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallam ala alihi wa sahbihi wa tabi'in. Jazakumullah khayran. Wa assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. غرباء غرباء